Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
I have no doubt if you've seen the pictures of the chaos in Egypt these past few days, you'll share my horror and sense of despair that all the promise of the so-called Arab Spring just a few years ago has turned so tragic, as well as becoming a Christian winter. Over just the past 24 hours, Egyptian police stormed a Cairo mosque after a tense standoff. Inside were supporters of the deposed Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, cleared out by some heavy-duty gunfire. It came in the wake of the deaths of an estimated 750 people as police and the military cleared two sit-in camps of Morsi followers out of the centre of Cairo and in cities around Egypt. The protests about the violence are now rippling around the globe. Across Indonesia, thousands took to the streets after Friday prayers, and this afternoon, hundreds protested in the centre of Sydney. Joining us now on Open House is one of the leaders of the Egyptian community in Australia, Amir Shahata. Amir, thank you so much for joining us on Open House.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Give us a sense of the concerns of Egyptians in Australia at this time, Amir.
Well, our main concern at the moment, Lee, is not the true picture that mainstream media is covering. It's been clear since the encampment of Morsi supporters in Rabah and in the Nahda squares that there has been numerous attempts by the Egyptian interim government to go into dialogue and to go into political and national reconciliation with the Muslim Brotherhood. But they, unfortunately, they have refused that reconciliation, and they have turned their encampment into violent protests. We've seen all over the internet, and we've got videos. They keep saying, peaceful, it is nothing but peaceful. We've seen people with machine guns, we've seen people with clubs, with all sorts of weapons in the encampments. Children and women are being used as human shields, and we have reports that at least 10 people have been killed during the encampments, and these people were suspected by the Morsi supporters that they were don't belong to the Muslim Brotherhood, so they were attacked and killed. As the Egyptian government said, and we as Egyptians have no problem with peaceful protests, but what we have seen is nothing but peaceful.
Amir, over the last couple of days in particular, what have you heard from friends and relatives in Egypt, in Cairo, across the country for that matter?
The Muslim Brotherhood supporters, the ousted President Morsi supporters, they're going all over Egypt waging terror, burning churches. We have about, at the moment, around 80 churches that has been burnt.
These are Christian churches.
80 Christian churches from all denominations have been burnt. Christian schools. We have a report because I work for Coptic Orphans, which is a Christian development organization. We have a report of an orphanage in Egypt that has been burnt as well. They are waging terror, and that is a strategy that they are using to wage against the Egyptian community as a whole. This is a plan and a strategic plan by the Muslim Brotherhood to try to bring down the Egyptian state. And unfortunately, the Christians are always the first targets.
Amir, how do you explain the way that events have unraveled in Egypt since the so-called Arab Spring?
There was no problem with them having a peaceful protests. But in the ideology and the mentality of the Muslim Brotherhood, their creed is jihad is our only way and martyrdom is our ultimate goal. And that shows that the mentality is either us or none. And that's why the people talking about national reconciliation and talking about bringing them into the political scene, the advisor for the president in his international press conference had said that now Egypt is fighting terrorism. Egypt is fighting a terrorist group and not a political party or a political faction.
You've been closely identified with Coptic Christians in Egypt. Can you give us a brief history of their part in the Christian community and what their fate has been over these last few years?
Coptic Christians started in Egypt in the first century. It came to Egypt by the Apostle St. Mark. Some reports comprise for about 15% of the Egyptian population. There are a lot of Coptic Christians outside of Egypt in the diaspora. We love Egypt. Egypt is our homeland. It is very sad times at the moment, but we believe that what is happening at the moment is a good step, and it is a right step in the right direction. Getting the Egyptian identity back by the general trend and by the numbers that have gone to the revolution on the 30th of June, over 30 million took to the streets. About 40 million have commissioned the Egyptian army to depose Morsi. The Egyptian people, as Muslims and Christians, the army and the police, all together as one hand against terrorism. And we have to remember that the Muslim Brotherhood members, they are not more than about 300,000 to 400,000. Atrocities committed by terrorists against churches, many Copts have been killed, many Muslims have been killed, many Coptic businesses and houses have been looted and torched. So our reps, Coptic Orphans reps, they're very, very good source for this information. Coptic Orphans is running a crisis appeal to help in the rebuilding of Christian churches.
And how can people find out more about that, Amir?
Yeah, they can go to our website at www.copticorphans.org, or they can call our Sydney office on 02 9787 9777.
Amir Shahata, thank you so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
Thank you, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.